are Jeevatma. We are all Jeevatma. We are not the body. I may ask, who are you? Actually, we shouldn't just walk up to anyone and ask, who are you? In Vedic culture, if someone comes across as superior, he should first introduce himself. I am like this. But generally we give our identity in terms of our body. I don't know about in Tamil culture, but in Bengali culture, for instance, a lady is known not by her name, but by her son's name. Is it the same in Tamil culture? Yes? Maybe in the old culture. That is Raghunath's mother. So, like that. For instance. Do they still do that?
Yes.
Ask the question. Amma. Amma means yes. Amma means yes, and Amma means mother also. Almost the same. Amma means yes. Amma means yes. And Amma, but also the same thing means yes. Huh? Almost the same word. Mother. And yes, how do you say yes in Tamil? But how do you say yes in Tamil? Amam. Amam. Okay. All right. So, according to Krishna, this is a mistake. That is all right according to normal or conventional usage, social usage. But if we really have to answer, who are you, we have to say, I am Jivatma, I am eternal servant of Krishna. If we have faith in this, we can understand that the body never dies. The soul never dies, sorry. The body dies, but the soul never dies. I'll tell you a story about one Tamil man in Singapore. This happened about 2-3 years ago. So he got into a lot of financial problems with loans for his sister's marriage and so many things. So he did a very stupid thing. He thought, let me smuggle heroin. Because in Malaysia, which is next to Singapore, you can buy heroin quite cheaply and then sell it at a high price in Singapore and make lots of money. They all know what heroin is?
Yes.
They all know. So, the only thing is that in Singapore, If someone is found smuggling drugs and they're found guilty, there is a mandatory death sentence. That means if you're found guilty, the judge can only give one sentence, and that is death. He cannot give imprisonment. But still people do it. They take such a risk. For money, people can do anything. So he did this a few times. Because actually it's quite simple. You just walk through the border between Malaysia and Singapore, and there's hardly any checking. So he thought, at one point he thought, this is too much, I'll just do it one more time, last time. But he was just going through the last time with heroin in his pocket, and the customs people, they saw he looked a little nervous, and they searched him. And they found it, and they arrested him. So he was tried, he was found guilty, and he was sentenced to death. So he was feeling very, he was sitting in the prison waiting to be hanged. And he was feeling very depressed. Then one of his relatives brought him something. He said, at least bring me something to read. I can read in the prison, he said to his relatives. At least I can try and divert my mind. So his relatives thought, well, let's bring him some spiritual literature. He's going to die, so better give him some religious literature. So they brought in this Prabhupada's Science of Self-Realization. Who has read that, Science of Self-Realization? Who has read that book? No, ask the question in Tamil. Who has read that? No, it's a very big book. Science of Self-Realization. You've all read it, huh? So this is a... So who wants to be self-realized? You don't want to be self-realized? You all want to be in Maya? Who wants to be self-realized? Oh. More people don't want to be self-realized, it seems. So I should just tell some cinema stories here. No use to talk about religion. Maybe I should just tell some cinema stories here and not talk about religion. The only thing is, I don't know any cinema stories. Anyway, if you want to be self-realized, you should read this book. Please, you can ask them if they want to talk, they should go on that. We don't mind. Okay, so everyone and doesn't have this book, please purchase it after the program. Okay, let's go back to the prison in Singapore. And our depressed friend is sitting there. Thinking that, you know, in a few days they're going to put the rope around my neck and then and finish. So then he got the book, thought, well, I might as well have a look at it. Is this part one? And then the first thing he reads is
self-realization.
And then? Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, okay, never mind about that. What's the first thing about the Atma? What's this? That I am not the body. I am eternal. I am Sanatanam. I am eternal. I am eternal. No. I am eternal. I never die. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Only the body dies, but the soul never dies. So then he felt very encouraged. He realized, I am not going to die. And he became very confident. And then the time came, the day came when he was to be hanged. So they brought him to the gallows. You know the gallows, the place where they hang you. And he walked up like this, and they put the thing around his neck. He walked up very confidently. They put the thing around his neck. Confidently.
Yeah.
And he said, I am not this body, I am an eternal servant of Krishna, I cannot die. And then they hanged him. So it seemed like he died. But he knew that actually he did not die. Now the hangman, you know that is the person who hangs you? The hangman was astonished. Surprised. He said, I never saw anyone walk up like this to get hanged. Every day I'm hanging so many people. But I never saw anyone like that. Generally they're fainting and collapsing. They have to be carried up. Generally they're fainting. Oh, and collapsing. Usually they have to be carried up. Usually they have to be carried to the gallows. Prabhupada sometimes gave the famous example of Socrates. The ancient famous Greek philosopher. Who was accused by the government of corrupting the youth by teaching philosophy. So they decided Socrates should die. So some people were sent by the government to give him poison to drink. They gave him the chance to kill himself rather than being killed. So it might make the government look a little bit better. So his friends warned him that they are going to kill you. His friends warned him that they will kill you. And he said, first they will have to catch me. But he was not running away. What he meant to say is that they cannot kill me because I am the soul. Now that we are not the body, we are spirit soul. But this knowledge is not to be misunderstood. One time, one of our devotees was distributing books in Liverpool, which is a famous city in England. Who's heard of Liverpool? Anyone heard of Liverpool? Liverpool is famous for two fairly useless things. You know what? Liverpool is famous for the Beatles. The Beatles, they came from Liverpool. And another for its football team. It has a famous football team. So just like people in India are crazy about Sachin Tendulkar, so in England, some people like Liverpool Football Club. So apart from that, which is a fairly useless piece of knowledge, which I just told you, but apart from that, Liverpool is also a place where many people are interested in Prabhupada's books. So one day, one of our devotees was distributing Prabhupada's books in Liverpool. And one policeman came up to him. He was distributing actually Signs of Self-Realization. So one policeman came up to him and said, well, we know you're doing good work by distributing these books. But don't distribute that book, The Science of Self-Realization. He said, why? He said, well, A few weeks ago, someone committed suicide by jumping from a height, from a high block of flats, jumped out of the window. And in the room that he jumped from, we found this book, Science of Self-Realization.
And
it was open on this chapter called The Art of Dying. The book was open. So in that chapter it says that if one dies thinking of Krishna, he goes to the spiritual world. So it seems that person thought he would jump out of the window and think of Krishna. This is not recommended. This is a misunderstanding. It is not by suicide that one can attain Krishna. Once one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, Sanatan Goswami, he wanted to commit suicide by jumping under the wheel of Jagannath's Rath Yatra chariot. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew his mind. And he told him, don't do this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, then I would be ready to do so crores of times. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but this is not mentioned in Shastra that you can attain Krishna by committing suicide. One can attain Krishna by the process of bhakti yoga. Especially by hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam. So let us all take to the process of bhakti, beginning with hearing and chanting about Krishna. Shravan Kirtan, Shravanam Kirtan, hearing. Of course, there are other processes in bhakti also. You're doing better, it seems. Anyway, you almost stole the bag.